I would think that they were from a different part of the of a hog. I wouldn't know the location, but I'm sure they're not the same, because side meat or fat meat, or whatever you want to term it, is much, much fatter than the fattest bacon you ever saw.
Did you ever use sausages from pork sausage? Did you have any recollection of how they were, that was made?
Not anything except, you know, just in patties. But I mean, people in town didn't raise pigs and all that was something that you had to, you know, a pig pen just wouldn't do in town, and people had to, anybody that fixed sausage were people who lived on farms, not town people.
Did any of these terms, panhas or hog's head cheese?
Oh, yes, hog head cheese, and then sometimes called souse. And it's certain parts of the pig that are ground up, and then they, did you ever see it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, it's, and kind of jellied like between. It's a cold meat. I mean, it's used that way, as just like you would have.
Which did you use in childhood more often, souse or hog head cheese?
The name.
Term.
Well, my father was very fond of it, and he would call it souse.
He would. That's interesting. How about breads made not from cornmeal, from wheat? What kind of?
Oh, well, of course, biscuit and rolls, and muffins. You could, because you could have flour muffins just like you'd have cornmeal muffins, you know, and then of course waffles and batter cakes, you know, which would be, the batter would be pretty much like that you'd make waffles out of. All those were, I would say, the most popular bread.
How about if it came in a loaf?
Well, some people made homemade bread, of course.
Do they just call that bread, or?
Well, yes, I think they would just, I don't think there was any particular name for it. I mean, it was,
would they say light bread?
Or? Well, yes, light bread, uh-huh, they would say light bread.
If, when you didn't have, when the cook wouldn't bake the bread, how would you refer to bread that was not homemade that you'd have to buy?
Well, I think you'd say baker's bread.
Baker's.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear this term, store-bought bread?
You know who?
Is that right?
Nobody else.
Was that right?
Oh, no. But that's just boosted bad grammar. I think sometimes a person in fun than anything else, you'd say, this is store-bought, or something like that, but more in fun than seriously. Now, I don't mean that some people wouldn't in dead earnest, but I mean if people of any average amount of education, they would say, I bought this at the store, or something like that. Or if they said this is store bought, it would just be kind of in fun, you know, or that way. But the other would be said in dead earnest by.
Mm-hmm. Would they say bought or boughten?
Well, I think either one, but frequently, EN.